It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Emperor of Ocean Park is the first in a series of books by author and law professor Stephen L. Carter. A TV version is set to premiere next week on the streaming service MGM+.
The cast is full of talented actors, including Forrest Whitaker and Wisconsin's own Paulina Lule.
Paulina has appeared on shows including General Hospital, ABC's Scandal, and NBC's The Good Place.
And Paulina's work may also appear in a zoo near you. In addition to acting and filmmaking, Paulina works on conservation efforts with groups like the Milwaukee Zoological Society. Paulina, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with this new TV series, The Emperor of Ocean Park on MGM+, coming July 14th. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Okay. Well, I play Kimmer Madison Garland, who is the spouse of Talcott Garland, the son of the judge played by Forrest Whitaker. And in this story, you know, spoiler alert, first episode, first scene, first moment, whatever, even in the trailer, Forrest Whitaker's character dies of a heart attack. basically the story is a mystery about Talcott and his sister going into the conspiracy about how his father died. They believe that he didn't die of natural causes. And I am about to be vetted for a nomination to a federal judiciary. So his foray into conspiracy is really messing that up for me. So that's my character is a ambitious, smart, funny, cunning, sometimes duplicitous character.
Now, for us non-actors, how do you go about saying, okay, I'm going to be this person, I'm going to be this formidable, sometimes duplicitous lawyer?
Well, I think you always, as an actor, you always have to stay focused on, like, what does your character want? You know, even as human beings, we all have these kind of overarching goals in our lives. Some people, their overarching goal is to have a family. Some people, it's to have success. Some people, it's to find true love. And for Kimmer, her overarching goal is to make a difference, both politically and through the judicial system. She studied to be a lawyer to do good. And she believes that her path is going straight up to the Supreme Court. And this is the first step in that for her. So because she is on the ambitious side, sometimes, you know, going after those goals makes her a little blind to the people around her, which is why I think she's such an interesting and complex character that people are going to love her or they're going to hate her. We'll see.
You're a Wisconsinite who goes into acting, and for a lot of people means I'm going to live in California or maybe New York or whatever. You, it seems like, are really keeping that Milwaukee connection going strong. Could you talk about that decision to say, hey, I'm going to be in the acting world, I'm going to be in Milwaukee?
Yeah. So, I mean, Milwaukee has been calling me home for probably the last 5 or 6 years. And I finally made the move in 2022. I mean, my family's here. I love the laid back vibe of the Midwest, the lack of pretension of the Midwest. I love the food here, you know, Ian's Pizza is my jam. you know, I grew up here obsessed with movies, loving movies, but not really seeing a path because no one around me was really doing it. And I felt like I had to leave. So a big goal in my coming back here was to show people that, hey, you don't have to leave Milwaukee. We can stay here. We can grow the artist community here and still make an impact nationally.
This is a big role for you. What is that like as an actor saying, okay, I'm not a guest appearance here. This is the real deal.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is what we work for, right? I mean, I've been working in the business for about 10 years. So this isn't something that came, you know, immediately for me. Being able to work with this cast was incredible. I mean, you have people who graduated from Juilliard, Yale, NYU, Forrest Whitaker. Like, I'm working with thespians, like people who are at the top of their game. So I think for me, I was just so fortunate and so excited to get to work with people at this level and learn from them. And I did. I learned so much from them, so much that I hope to take on, you know, in the rest of my career.
You are not just acting. You're also making a new film, working on a project set in Sherman Park, that part of Milwaukee. Can you talk about that setting and what you're looking to do?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a few years back, I want to say like somewhere around 2016, 2017, my brother was being released from prison and I was feeling a lot of anxiety about him coming back into society. You know, was he going to be able to find a job? Like, how is he going to, you know, rent a house? Like all of these things that a lot of people who reenter society are denied. And then also just, you know, when people know that you've been to prison, they treat you differently, right? So with all of these feelings, I wrote this script that's a zombie film about a man who's returning to Sherman Park after spending some time in prison, wanting to start his life over, but society around him has turned on him. And so it's basically a zombie horror allegory about the way society treats folks who reenter society. I set it in Sherman Park because we grew up right next to it, Sherman Park adjacent in Washington Heights. And you know, some of those zip codes in those areas have some of the highest incarcerated rates in the country. So that's part of why I set it there. I also wrote the film around the time of the, you know, the civil unrest that happened there after the shooting of Sybil Smith. So kind of all of these things converged. We also remember the 2016 election and how contentious that was, how much it brought up a lot of racial issues, not only within our city, our state, but also in our country. So it was all of those feelings are kind of put into this script about two siblings who are trying to survive the zombie apocalypse in Sherman Park.
We're talking to Paulina Lule, actor and filmmaker from Milwaukee. Now, when you're not on screen, Paulina, you do a lot of work on conservation, including with the Zoological Society of Milwaukee. Can you talk about your work with the zoo?
Yeah. So I worked at the Zoological Society right before I went to film Emperor of Ocean Park. I first got involved with their Coles Wild Theater program, which is a conservation theater program where we do musicals for elementary aged children. And the musicals are teaching children about wildlife conservation, issues that animals are facing, and ways that we as humans can help them. And then, you know, I went into managing some of the programs there, working more on developing arts education programming. So integrating arts education and conservation education. And then I also got the opportunity to executive produce the new theme song for Coles Wild Theater. I got to work with a wonderful Milwaukee artist. Her name is Be Free. She happened to compose the music in a play I was in my Milwaukee theater debut at the Milwaukee Chamber Theater called Hoops. She composed all the music for that. And so when folks at the Zoological Society mentioned that they were looking for a new theme song, I was like, I know the exact person that should do this. And she created a wonderful song called We Can Make a Difference. And you can hear the theme song right before every performance.
And what is it about conservation that made you want to use your artistic skills on behalf of causes like this?
You know, I'm a very outdoorsy person. I think before I moved to Milwaukee, you know, when I was living in California, I did a lot of backpacking, a lot of hiking. I'm actually going backpacking this summer, checking off a bucket list item. We're backpacking in Yellowstone. But then when I moved back to Milwaukee and was kind of looking for some work and looking for acting work in particular, Coles Wild Theater was this wild place where my like personal, you know, appreciation for our planet, et cetera, met with my artistic sensibilities. So it was really cool. That was kind of my first foray into conservation. And from there, it's just grown. In my own home, I do, you know, I practice a lot of like local conservation efforts. I participate in NOMO May every year. I also am, you know, creating various habitats in the yard space that I have for animals here. We had a play called Finding Harmony, which is about living in harmony with the animals that frequent our backyards. It's and teaching children that, you know, the squirrels that come in, the rabbits that come in, the birds that come in, they all have different needs. And when you provide them with their needs, you can live in harmony with them. Well, I've taken that to the max, and I have like bird feeders, bird baths, like like all kinds of different ways that I'm trying to, you know, live in harmony with the wildlife in my own home.
And if your Instagram is any indication, you're a big bird fan, a birder. Could you talk about your love of our birds here in, well, yes. Wisconsin and elsewhere too? I guess they have birds.
Yeah. I am. I found a love of birding while I was at the Zoological Society. One of my coworkers, Toby, introduced me to it. And since then, I have fallen in love. I would say my favorite bird that I've seen so far is the northern flicker. It's very interesting that to me that east of the Mississippi, the northern flicker, which is kind of like a woodpecker, but you usually see them kind of on the ground when they eat. But the northern flicker east of the Mississippi, underneath their wings, it's yellow. But if you go west of the Mississippi, the northern flicker breeds on that side, it's red. So when you see them fly, you see this flash of yellow if you live east of the Mississippi. But if you live west of the Mississippi, they're red. And I just think that's so cool. And the diversity of birds is just so amazing. This year, we got a lot of orioles in the backyard. And I'm able to hear their call, and I've named a couple of them because we've had a few that frequent my oriole feeders. So yeah, I'm a huge birder.
Now, bringing things back around to TV and movies, you are hoping to, you know, complete this project in Milwaukee. You're working down in Chicago on the new show. Are you trying to evangelize to people to say, hey, make movies, make TV shows, and film them in Wisconsin?
Yes, I am currently part of the steering committee for Action Wisconsin, which is a coalition of businesses that are trying to get film incentives here. I think that Wisconsin is has an incredible diversity of location. I think that it is a beautiful state, whether you're way up north in the Northwoods, whether you're, you know, in Door County, whether you're on the west side in La Crosse and Eau Claire. We have such a diversity of landscapes that we haven't really seen in film and television before. Another amazing thing about Wisconsin is you can go from urban to rural in 15 minutes, which from a production standpoint is very convenient, especially if you have a film or television show that takes place in those two locations. And so what we're trying to do with Action Wisconsin is get our state legislature to pass a bill that would provide for film incentives to bring jobs to local economies. A lot of people tend to think that, like, oh, we create these film incentives and we just give money to Hollywood. But really what happens is, you know, these film productions come and spend huge sums of money in local areas. For example, in northern Minnesota, they just had 6 movies filming there and almost $2 million was spent in that area, like $650,000 in lodging, $300,000 in catering and food from local restaurants. Like, so it's something that I think is not only going to help in the creatives that already live here, the people here that want to make movies, but it will also help, you know, people with these ancillary services to create revenue for them. So yeah, I've been working really hard with Action Wisconsin to get this bill passed, not only for me and my selfish reasons, because I want to make a movie here, but also for, you know, the rest of, you know, the state of Wisconsin to show the world, you know, what we look like, what we're here.
As we wrap up, Paulina, so you've got the TV show Emperor of Ocean Park, the zombie mm-hmm. movie you're working on for Milwaukee, advocating for these film critics credits. I almost hate to ask because that's a lot already, but what do you have your eye on next?
Ooh, you know, I kind of want to do a play. I'm trying to break it, and I'm gonna promote myself here. You know, I'm trying to break into the Milwaukee theater scene. It's a tough nut to crack, but if I can, you know, get into another play at the Rep, at the Skylight, you know, at the Chamber Theater, I would love to do another play, because if there's anything that's the actor's medium, it's definitely the theater.
Paulina, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Paulina Lule is an actor and filmmaker from Milwaukee, appearing in the new show Emperor of Ocean Park. It starts streaming on MGM Plus on July 14th.
Thanks for being with us here on Wisconsin Today. You can also start your day with WPR's new daily news podcast, Wisconsin Today Morning News. From state government to science, you'll never miss a story from our award-winning news team. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts or at wpr.org/morningnews.